988, the new National Suicide and Crisis phone line, began operation in 2022. Hear how the first year of the new service is going in the Tri-County area. That's just one of the things you need to know to start your day for Monday, February 6th. I'm Colin Shope, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Palomar Wealth, providing financial planning and advice for Central Illinois. Introducing Navigating Your Financial Journey, a podcast exploring the concepts of financial wellness with the Palomar Wealth team. Now available on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. More information at palomarwealth.com.
First On Deck, a leader with the Midwest Truckers Association, says their industry is ramping up recruitment efforts to address a worker shortage. Joe Deacon reports.
Midwest Truckers Association Executive Vice President Don Schaefer says trucking companies have started working more closely with driver schools and community college training programs to get more people into the field.
Number one issue in the trucking industry is finding good drivers, and finding drivers, period, because, you know, the laws have gotten stricter and for the better from a safety standpoint.
Schaefer says a better focus on alcohol and drug testing and on driving records is improving the quality of drivers, but he says the workforce needs are higher than ever.
We don't have enough trucks. We don't have enough drivers. We don't have enough mechanics. All of them play a part in terms of, you know, moving everything.
Schaefer says one proposal that many in the industry favor is having the federal government lower the minimum age for interstate truck drivers to 18.
We lose so many people who could potentially become a truck driver because of the fact that you get out of high school. Well, how old are you? 18. What do you want to do? Well, I'd like to be a truck driver. Well, come back when you're 21. So in the meantime, between 18 and 21, they learn another trade.
Schaefer says they are trying to find ways to make truck driving careers more appealing. He says entry-level truck drivers can make around $60,000 a year. For WCBU, I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WCBU newsroom. A man living illegally in the United States was sentenced last month to 27 years in prison for trafficking meth in central Illinois. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Gabriel Antonio Montano Rodriguez trafficked more than 23 pounds of meth and 6 pounds of heroin from the southwest border to the Peoria area. And Peoria Mayor Rita Ali says the city is moving forward in an effort to bring a new riverboat to town. Ali says the city will send out requests for proposals later this month in hopes of attracting a riverboat operation to the city-owned dock. Find more of these stories and all the details at WCBU.org. The 988 Suicide and Crisis phone line rolled out last year, giving callers easier access to immediate mental health assistance. People are using this service in the Tri-County area. Dr. Jim Harriman is a program director at Unity Point Health's Unity Place and director of the 988 Crisis Services Grant. He recently spoke to WCBU's Tim Shelley about the phone line.
The 988 Crisis line is a national line, so every state uses the 988 line. And once someone calls 988, they get a call center in Illinois. There's call centers that they then either are triaged with that call center, or if they need additional support, they are then transferred to us or to another mobile crisis response in the state. And we have Unity Point has mobile crisis response in Peoria, and then here in Pekin we cover Tazewell and Woodford County.
And for 988, I guess, what makes this different? Because, I mean, obviously you could call for help previously. What makes 988 different from what previously existed?
988 is an alternative to 911. It is a mental health. 988 is strictly mental health. And then, of course, 911 would be medical or other more emergent situations.
Got it. And I know like the health departments, the hospitals, several other community organizations, they get together and set kind of what are the major health priorities for the Tri-County area. And I remember the one that came out as number one last year was mental health being the biggest health concern in the Tri-County area. So leaders have obviously identified this as a significant priority. From your vantage point, what are you seeing in terms of the response to the mental health issues here in our community?
In combination with Peoria and then Tazewell and Woodford counties, we get about 350 calls a month. So that varies from month to month, but that's a really good response, I think, to the 988 program. Of course, individuals can call us directly, and many do, instead of going through an alternative because they're familiar with us already. We do have our numbers, specifically Peoria County is 309-671-8084. And then for Tazewell and Woodford counties, it's 309-347-1148 if they weren't able to, or didn't feel comfortable calling 988.
Let me ask a question. If I know a friend or a family member who maybe is going through a mental health crisis, is it still appropriate for me to call the 988 line?
Yes, it certainly is. So in any of those lines you call, when you reach us, or if 988 reaches out to us, then we go directly to the individual's home or where they are if they're in the community. So if you're a family member and you call mentioning that you are concerned about someone in the family and feel that they need support for mental health or substance use, then we are set up. We do wellness checks so we could go check on them directly in their home and attempt to offer services. If they need additional supports, we give them the resources that they can reach in their communities.
That was Unity Places Dr. Jim Harriman speaking with WCBU's Tim Shelley about the 988 suicide and crisis phone line services in the Tri-County area. The phone lines are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, before we let you go, a reminder that today marks the start of Pekin Restaurant Week. Check out three or more locally owned spots before Friday, and you'll be in a drawing to earn $100 in chamber checks. There's more info at pekinchamber.com. And that's it for today. The show was produced by Holden Kellogg. You can subscribe to WCBU's On Deck podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.